Hi there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show where some friends talk about beer, life, and all the goofy stuff that's in between the two. Each week, the hosts may be different, but don't worry. They're all guaranteed poor quality material. Join us and listen in as the Brew Crew talks about what ails their life. Now, let's see what we're drinking. I guess it's very clear. We are on episode 24 of Poor Quality. Welcome. I am your host for this week, Colin. This week, I have gathered the boys here today, and I've asked them to describe their beer as a social media platform. It can be anyone. It could be now retired, so it could be MySpace or Zanga or Friendster, whatever you have in mind.
What is that?
So
I think MySpace is still up.
Is it? I mean, it's there, but is it actually in use?
I've got one. Never heard of it.
What is that? I'm drinking the Hitchhiker IPA by Good People Brewing. It looks like it's their seasonal brew. They are actually in, I think it's Birmingham, so it's like kind of close to me. It's in-state, at least. This is actually the first IPA I've had in a while. Emerald doesn't like IPAs that much, so we don't buy them too often. But we did this like make your own six pack, and I was like, "Well, I'm gonna get it." So, taking a sip,
that was a gulp.
It was a gulp. It was a good gulp. I got it. Got a good mouthful there of that, and it's very good. It's very IPA-y, kind of, you know, got the bitter aftertaste. Some good hops in there. I don't know enough to describe it. But
you did great.
If I had to describe it as a social media website or application, since it's bitter, a lot of people on Twitter are often pretty bitter and pretty salty. So you know, just read a couple replies on any, you know, hot button issue, and there'll be plenty of salty people, plenty of people bitter about it. So that is mine.
I like it.
Cool.
Matt, what are you drinking?
Well, tonight, it was so good the first time I had to bring it back for another round.
Oh.
The vanilla Java porter I was drinking last week, I got it back again by Atwater Brewery. It's a vanilla-y with a hint of Java. It's definitely a porter. So,
There it was.
That's how I describe it. Social media. What this one reminds me of is less of like conventional social media and more of a specific, the M-U-T-H-U-R, the mother, or you may remember it, of course, in the hit film Alien, the main computer in that.
You didn't like the movie that much. I just don't understand.
So yeah, the mother computer is what this reminds me of.
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
From Alien. I don't know if it's from Alien.
We got that.
Who is the God, Matt? I can't.
Colin,
remember.
Are you kidding me?
Who is
are
the
you
female
kidding me?
Lead in that movie?
I'll tell you, she's probably my favorite actress, or, you know, honestly, favorite person.
Okay.
Sigourney Weaver.
That's just great.
From the hit.
Why don't we have a Sigourney Weaver fan social website?
We should create one instead of our website, which we've been thinking about. And I can head that up. I'll customize the website. Trent, you don't need to worry about it anymore. Speaking of Trent, what are you drinking?
Well, I am going dual tonight because my beer kind of called for it. Mm-hmm. So I'll start with that. I am drinking an agave wheat beer from Breckenridge Brewery in Colorado. It is an unfiltered wheat ale brewed with agave nectar. And it's definitely like a wheat beer. Like, it definitely tastes like that. But there is that little agave kind of tequila sweetness. So I'm actually drinking it with a drink I concocted last night, which is a tequila old fashioned, which is basically an old fashioned with agave syrup and tequila instead of bourbon and sugar. And it's very good. The flavors.
You put bourbon and you put bourbon in your tequila or in your
No. It's just
No. Mike.
Please.
That sounds
would you just
heavenly.
If you would pay attention.
If you would just pay attention to the recipe. But it is very fun. It's flirty, but I think it also could be dangerous. So I will say YouTube, because it's fun when you're watching goofy videos, but then you start reading through some comments, well, and then you don't necessarily want to live on the planet anymore.
That's the first mistake you made.
So yeah, it's like, as long as you're responsible with it, it's a good time, but tequila can turn, you know, nasty quick. So that would be my media of choice.
I like that.
Christopher.
Trenton.
Christopher.
Christopher. Christopher. Speaking of YouTube.
I am drinking a Strongbow hard apple cider honey.
Delicious. Mm.
So, fittingly, I'm going to go with Bumble. Find your honey. Is it Bumble?
on Bumble? Were you on Bumble, Chris?
For like a day.
Oh, nice.
Isn't Bumble just bad Tinder?
It's supposedly less creepy.
It's supposed to be, right? Yeah, I've met some nice people on Bumble for sure.
Yeah. It makes it so I think the girl has to accept.
The girl has the message first. So
yeah.
That's a very good rule.
I think so.
That's interesting. That's a cool take on it, I guess. That separates it a lot from just the match.coms or what have you.
Yeah, or sexist. I have a bone to pick with Bumble.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. This is now your soapbox.
Can we get into that after I introduce my beer?
I'd like to get into it now.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I got no problem with Bumble.
I just really like when Chris says,
Mike.
Thank you.
What?
Well, tonight I am drinking a Linalool IPA right from
Wait. A what?
Linalool. It's right from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Mm. Oh, Wisconsin. Huh?
Yeah.
Colin, you didn't hear that, did you?
Interesting.
All night.
And there goes Colin. He's hung up. He's so mad.
Colin left.
Colin, no.
Colin, it's cool. It's my last one, I swear.
Well, don't throw your headphones.
Or is it?
That's just absurd.
But yeah, I really, really enjoy this beer. I think the first time I had it is when Elena brought him down when she came to visit. So shout out Elena for bringing us a bunch of beer. Yeah, a lot of different elements. Really tasty. This is one of the better IPAs I think I might have ever had. But if I had to choose a social media platform, I would think of something that has a lot to offer that's a little bit more maybe entertaining than most. I think I'm going to go with Vine.
Oh, Ripperino.
Dead.
Yeah, but I mean, for a while it lasted because I can't drink this beer forever. Like, I can't get Pearl Street Brewery brews every so often. So now that it's out of my possession, it's that graveyard kind of beer that I'm looking at. Anywho, this beer is Vine because it's very entertaining, because there's so much involved with it, and it's tasty, and I like it while it lasts.
And just like Vine, the brewery where they make it, they don't pay their employees. So. Mm.
Is that what happened?
Yeah,
that's something like
not
it.
Not great.
And also, like, this beer, if you get too deep into this beer, does it also kind of start to suck like Vine, where if you get too deep, all of a sudden you're just watching 6 seconds garbage videos?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Matt got into Vine and I didn't.
I loved Vine.
But guys, I really like this beer. You guys keep
Vine. I just said I loved Vine.
Yeah.
You did. I'm kind of all over the place over here, aren't I?
A little bit.
Okay, Mike. You need to talk?
I think I need some
something you want to talk about?
I think so. I think I just wanted to get back into Bumble. I want to know what it's all about.
Okay.
It's really not that complicated, though. I don't know. It's just kind of there.
It's just there for you.
Aren't we all just kind of here?
We're all kind of here.
Is it the same deal as Tinder, where like they can only see your picture and like a short bio about you before?
Yeah.
It's like exactly the same, except that the girl has to message first, and that's pretty much the only difference for the most part. And like the picture is scrolled down, I think, instead of right to left or something.
And it seems like it's weirdly sorted by popularity, which is kind of messed up. So
Oh yeah, doesn't it pull from like your Facebook people first or something, or people, your friends on Facebook?
It does a number of things. I don't know. It's just like anything. It's as serious as you take it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, one step at a time.
Well, I'm glad. You know? I'm glad we're talking about this, because that's actually the topic tonight. The topic tonight is, please explain to me all these dating apps I don't understand.
Farmersonly.com. The only one I've ever
heard. Yeah.
Thank goodness. I'm right there with Colin. I have no idea about any of these dating sites. The only experience I've ever had with Tinder was with when Hannah, my fiance, really wanted me to make... One second, please.
Penny, right now.
That's a fun bag that she found. Matt must have done some shopping.
You're cute and fun, but now's not the time to play.
Do you know what Matt bought, Mike?
A couple pairs of pants. Well, his parents were in town this last weekend.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he got pants, and I think a nice shirt, and I think he got a coat. Either way.
Nice.
A good haul.
Good.
So Hannah wanted you to make a Tinder?
She made a Tinder for me while I was visiting her in Minneapolis, and she just thought this was hilarious.
Meet single couples. And,
yeah, well, that's a different site, I think. And actually, my profile picture was one of my engagement photos, like the one, my Facebook photo of Hannah like holding up the ring. But the song I picked for, like, you know, on Tinder, how you can pick a song.
Yeah.
Was Bon Iver's "It Might Be Over Soon."
Oh, that's so good.
Which I didn't realize I had done, because I was just like super into that song at the time. So she just took my phone and started swiping until we got a match, and she was like, "You got a match!" And then she got mad at me, like a joke. But it was pretty funny. But that's the only experience with Tinder I've had, other than watching Trent play around with it our senior year.
I've never had a Tinder myself, but if I had to pick a song, it'd probably be "It's Been a While."
Mine is "Burning Up" by the Jonas Brothers right now.
And hasn't it always been?
No, it was Leon, which I thought would be like a cool pick, but then nobody listens to my favorite music. So I was like, you know what? Let's just have some fun with it. I'll always rock out to "Burning Up." So it's just...
I mean, you're not wrong.
What's new, Pussycat?
What?
No, that's not the song.
I didn't know there was a song, or you're supposed to do songs when I was on Tinder.
It's a
back in Chris's recent... day.
Yeah.
Oh, that was version 3.0.2.
It's evolved over the years, you know, with changing fads and fashions.
It's so much more complex.
There used to be moments on Tinder where you could have like a little story, but then they got rid of that feature.
The algorithms involved are that much more complicated, in that you really get exactly what you're working for.
So the only way I see us getting out of this is through Trent's comment there. So Trent, you know, you said you talked about stories and everything, and I just want to talk about social media in general, actually. That's what I want to talk about with you guys. And all of us have them. All of us have Facebook. I think all of us have Instagram. Some of us have Twitter, yada, yada, et cetera, et cetera. We all use them differently, and, you know, some professionally, like Mike for his job, which I'm sure he's going to talk about. But all of us use them differently, and it's super interesting to me to see who posts what and, like, what warrants a post. So, like, just go ahead. I'm interested to see what you guys... What is your criteria for posting online?
Mine's going to be vastly different than all yours.
Yeah.
I just feel... I guess I can kind of introduce with the job I do, because I post a lot about music that comes through our like priority cycle, and I do it on my personal accounts. So like Facebook, Twitter, is occasionally Instagram, whatever. I have a separate social media account that I manage to... like promote these artists and acts that are coming through. And it's all like, because social media in itself is going to be such a huge advertising platform going into the future, and like for marketing and all sorts of for any sort of organization, any sort of brand that needs to be pushed. It's cheap, it's effective, but in itself, I guess personally, I really have enjoyed Snapchat for a long, long time. And I know you guys know that. As far as what warrants a post, honestly, I will Snapchat at any ding-dong time of the day. I did this Mike's Kitchen thing tonight, which these guys saw, and I just make food in a dumb voice.
It wasn't just tonight, though. You do this often.
And I love that when I'm doing it, and Matt like walks in the door, and he says, "Mike, what are you doing?"
Well, the best part about
it ruins my Snapchat, Matt.
Well,
it's never one-offs, though. You never just do like a, "Oh, hey, I'm, you know, it's Mike's Kitchen. I'm making it in Boston butts, and here's this, that, that." It's like, I think tonight was a 2-minute Snapchat
it's
story.
It's a show.
It's basically like a small video that you've made, like pieced together in 10 seconds at a time.
Yeah.
And it's just sometimes, not necessarily with you, but sometimes like I will go into a Snapchat story unknowing of like what it's going to, how long it's going to be. And then you hit like next and the little sliver comes off, just like, a, you know, like a little tiny piece of the pie. And I just go, nope.
Well, that didn't move.
Swipe off to it. I'm like, not today.
Not right now.
Oh, no, I get excited. I get so hyped when that story don't end. I'm like, turn up. I got to take a bathroom break. I got things to do. I need this hot new mic content.
I love that.
Yeah.
One of the things that Vine was really funny because people were able to cram comedy into 6 seconds. But one thing that I really enjoyed when I was a lot more present on Snapchat was the timing of the 10 seconds and stringing those 10 second clips together, as well as the zoom function.
Yep.
Oh, that's, man, key. You liked that one, didn't you?
Game changer.
These guys know.
Matt worked for an undisclosed sandwich company. And
I worked for Jimmy John's, which was the worst, very bad. And I worked for like a bad Jimmy John's as well. So like it wasn't just that Jimmy John's was a bad job. It was that this was a bad Jimmy John's that I worked at. And I had a lot of things to say about my experience there. And I would do that over Snapchat. And it turned out that was some of my, if I ever did stand up, that would have been, that was kind of my stand up. Mm-hmm. Like if I were to do stand up, it would have been material.
Matt like worked at Jimmy John's to develop material.
That's right. I did it as a joke.
It was artistic motivation. Committed.
That's right.
He's a method comedian.
But yeah, I don't use Snapchat as much anymore, but I know Mike is still out there grinding.
I'm all about
making
it.
That good content.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One thing that's interested me is how like even Instagram adapted that whole story ordeal. Like I'm honestly just a millennial trying to just be me, and now they're complicating things, and I'm trying to post aesthetically to my Instagram, trying to be hilarious on Snapchat, and now Facebook, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's like I'm okay with just Messenger like, one thing having one thing. Yep. I'm okay to switch between it. Like I'm okay. You didn't need to add that in.
Yeah.
No one's sitting here saying, "Man, I wish I had more things to check." Like that's not like anybody's point in life. At least I hope not.
I really hope not.
I think their goal was to make you just use one and drop the others, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah. But Facebook owns Instagram though.
Right. So they just had to add both everywhere.
Well, it was dumb the first time.
Well, no, what they want to do is they want you to just be more involved with their app. The more traffic they have, the more they make off advertising, the more money they make. So you have to keep constant and more and more and more and more traffic. And that's how they make money. So they keep introducing these things that have worked in other platforms. And people use them because it's there.
Can I just, Matt...
Everyone.
What?
I was just going to say, you're going to have to cut this, but man, when Snapchat was just simple and I was just drawing d- on my friends, like that was a good life. You like no advertisements, no stories, no chat, just goofy, goofy Trent, goofiness.
You should make an app called d- with friends.
D- with friends.
That's the app. There it is.
Hold on. Let me look.
Mark Zuckerberg, eat your heart out.
Yeah. Good luck buying me out, Zuckerberg. No amount of cash.
It just goes through your camera roll, and then you pick a photo and trace a giant piece on it.
No, nothing. Dicks with friends is not taken, guys.
no search return.
There
looks
it
like
is.
We gotta, all right, if I'm quiet TM, for this TM, next TM. Episode, I'm going to be developing this website here.
Developing this
I got to learn code, I guess. How do I do that?
HTML.
But anyway, now I, the way I use Snapchat now, versus with the crude things I used to do, is if I post on my story, it is calculated. I have planned this for days in advance. And
yeah, boy.
I don't remember if you guys remember when I first started working, I did like a Friday on a Friday. Like I went through the entire first verse of the song Friday as I was getting ready for work.
Oh yeah.
And like I was so planned. And then I did like when I was working for the mail center, I did this whole thing where like I almost swore like singing songs about being at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I had the one where Mike beat me up.
Oh yeah.
Like it's just like, okay, this is what I want to do for my story today. And then I go out and accomplish it.
I like going on narratives. I think it's exciting. I used to do this thing before I went to work out. I just talked about what day of the week it was. And I did that every day. Every day. I did that for a whole summertime.
That was like your junior year.
Yeah. Going into junior year. Boy, that feels like last week.
I definitely, the only time I really like use Snapchat outside of, well, really the only time I use Snapchat is when I'm sending like our like group a Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually garbage. It's usually just replying to whoever sent the last one with a dumb face.
Well, it's usually you and me just replying about each other's glasses.
Yeah, that's usually it.
Like 90% of any of our interactions on
or cute dates with your lovely wife.
That's true. That's
yes.
True.
That's pretty much like that's kind of like where I'm going with it. I guess like where my
Mike Odina
social media. My social media is basically the only time I really post is if it's about this, a trailer I liked, a song / album I liked, or pretty much anything with my wife. So those are really the only things. And if I can make my wife laugh, you better believe I'm going to put it in a Snapchat story or an Instagram story, because most of the time it's from such a dumb joke that I'm so proud of it. And then it's just her really embarrassed laugh for me. So those are really the only times I post. And then that's actually the only times I post, I would say, on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat. My Twitter is a little more active, and I guess just in like different ways. Just like I just tweet about, I don't have a lot of tweets. I just tweet like kind of randomly, I guess maybe like a couple a month about like whatever's on my mind. Or if there was some, like, I mean, I guess I probably tweeted about United, maybe.
People really talked about that. Everybody was talking about it. And I was like, man, like, I know a lot of things happen, but everybody's talking about this one.
Well, that's because that situation, at least in probably the... I was on Reddit the day that it happened.
Yep.
And I don't know if you guys... It blew
no,
up.
No, it was everywhere.
The memes were incredible.
The memes were out of this world.
It was... buy now. Buy now.
Buy now. Thank memes.
The R, yeah, it was, meme economy. The R videos subreddit was strictly United stuff.
It's okay, but memes and like social commentary right now is just like the craziest thing to wrap my head around. It's like this weird comedic, sarcastic, half truthful, like
self deprecating,
like decently informed.
Yeah, it's weird. Like it's just, I don't know. It's such a weird time to be alive, boys.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, you think about it. That thing with United happened, and 2 hours later, 10 million people had seen the video. Like, that's unbelievable. Like, how fast that stuff can spread nowadays just because of these apps that you have on your phone that can talk to anyone in the world right now. It's unbelievable. It's like Google. It's so amazing. I love it.
And that was, like, one of the things I was talking about with that Star Wars trailer. Like, people talk about things as soon as they are released now. Like, people are, like, instantly, like, consuming this media and, like, making their judgments off of it. Like, things happen so quick.
Yeah, like with the United, it must have been right about 8 o'clock that story kind of broke. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I knew about it was because I was on Twitter and Griffin McElroy tweeted. He's like, hey, those United people, real sacks of crap, huh? And I was like, what is he talking about? I like searched like United, and then of course that was it. Like first that's thing. How I got my media, where my dad probably got it from a reliable news site.
Like Reddit.
Oh, like Reddit. Reddit.
His tweets about that were so good.
They were great. Yeah, they were great.
That's cool. You live in the sewers now. Oh man.
No, but so it's interesting. Yeah, it's definitely interesting how that like flow of information has changed, and just specifically for different age groups, like are like a lot of my news comes from either social media, like pretty much social media. I was going to say like Reddit or Twitter, really. By the time things get to Facebook, I don't know. I just don't think like Facebook's like a late breaking, you know, like well, breaking here's news. The newest news you need to know.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook is also the social media that is most abused by fake news.
It is.
And Twitter is right up there with it. And I mean, that's, I don't scroll through Facebook anymore. I just can't. People posting articles.
Facebook's algorithms are so whack. You look at something like one time, and all of a sudden that's all you see on your feed for like the next 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, fix your algorithms.
And everything on my, every advertisement on my Facebook is for Warby Parker, which is just like, okay. Like,
accurate, yeah, but maybe not.
But I don't
not need, for me, Facebook.
I don't you. Need to be advertised where I work.
Yeah, I buy things all the time. Thank you, Facebook. I'm a good consumer. I've done my part for this capitalist country. I will make purchases when I am good and ready.
It's so Mark. Weird how it's so weird how Instagram just slides those sponsored posts in your feed without you even like. I'll scroll by and not even like really notice it. All of a sudden, I look. I'm like, oh, that was sponsored. Wants me to buy something.
That being said, I saw a really cool toothbrush when I was scrolling through Instagram. One time.
You're talking about the Quip. I'm actually looking to use, start use it. I'm looking to. I'm that's like my next subscription. I'm almost certain because my toothbrush is whack, and
yeah, my toothbrush is just gristly. It has just. It looks like a piece of steel wool.
Yeah, and I'm like $20 for a metal handle. That seems like a lot, but I'm like, but those metal handles look sweet though.
You actually found me out. I do use steel wool to brush my teeth.
Mike, that would explain. Your gums. You
yeah. I'll explain the massive amount of cavities you have.
Non-existent. But a beautiful big smile. That's also sort of terrifying.
Small. Well, it's big because you've rubbed your lips.
He's exposed the whole tooth.
I'm just nose and a chin.
But the last thing I'll say about it is like the social media in general right now is just so difficult, I guess, to navigate purely because of like the very, I guess, charged culture we're in right now.
That's one thing. It's something to think about because, like, social media realistically should not be this big of a deal because all it is are like people across the country interacting with each other that we can't see every day because we want people to see what we do and also try to like entertain others that we're friends with and want to keep connecting with for these long periods of time. But oftentimes people overthink it and like really try to. I don't know. It's not like people try to go impress their friends with a Facebook post, but like there's an element of that. And there's also a sort of attitude to be like, well, I'm just doing this to honestly kind of for myself. And I want this piece of me like documented. And I say like, I'm going or I have been kind of playing with the Ultimate Frisbee team for some time and they post something on Facebook and I kind of am like, yeah, that's part of like who I am right now. Like I'm playing Ultimate Frisbee with these people. It's a different part of my life. But now that people are like being able to take photos of it and post it on these social media sites, I can say, yeah, I can look back on that and be like, yeah, that was a part of me at one point.
We can have the best intentions for social media. And I know, you know, personally, I try to, but what we can't forget and what what we tend to forget is that all of these platforms are a business mm-hmm. and are exploiting our want to connect with each other to generate revenue. Now, they make a cool service, obviously.
Right. People are still in
it. It's super cool email.
Super cool email.
Nice but, filters. I look like a dog when I press my face and I scroll around.
But everything we do is to make these people money. And I think that's something that's really made me not post. I only post pictures. That's the only thing I ever post. And that's for two reasons. One, as a social media sort of photo log, photo book, what do you call those?
Photo album,
future time hop,
photo album
entries.
Thank you, Chris. But to create something that I can look back on and have documentation of, kind of like the highlights of all the photos that I take, because I take a lot of photos.
Right.
And the other reason is to share with my family what's going on in my life.
Yeah.
Like that. Those are the two big reasons I ever post.
Yeah, your parents are surprisingly very good at this supposedly young person's game.
They really are. They weren't always. But
I'm not surprised. But
they are very, very active. And that's partly to do with political stuff and partly to do with both my sister and I.
I think I actually just added your dad on Facebook.
Moving to other places. But yeah, they're... You should follow him on his Tumblr blog that posts to Twitter.
What?
Yep, my retired dad has a Tumblr blog that posts to Twitter. He writes politicians every day. It's called 100 DOP, 100 Days of Postcards. And he writes...
It's pretty cool. I was looking through it.
Yeah, he writes political letters to
very state
representatives and... the POTUS. So
I'm on your dad's Tumblr right now.
You're on my dad's Tumblr right now.
Oh my god!
What a weird
damn
sentence.
I love you. My goodness!
I set it up for him, but
your dad has to be
runs it.
The only person on Tumblr over the age of 30,
60. That was I wanted to take that from you before you tried to estimate my dad's age.
It sounded like he was going with like 35.
He was going
like, wow. I was trying to say, Tumblr.
Full of vitality.
Grabbed it from you. Yeah, no, he's doing great for 60, whatever he is.
Man.
That's 61 because he won the social media game.
Sometimes I get Snapchats from my mom and it's just the weirdest thing.
Okay, so one funny thing was my parents went on vacation to California like a month ago. And I created you can do groups in Snapchat. I created a family one because my mom just kept sending, I think she just individually kept sending each one of us in the family Snapchats. And I'm just like, I can make this easier for you.
Sure.
And she basically vlogged her entire vacation, but like decently though, not like, hi, is this on? Am I taking a video? She had pauses. She had timing. She had good framing. Like she did my sister.
She bought a drone.
No. My sister messaged me and she was like, is mom becoming a professional vlogger right now? Should we be recording this for YouTube? Because this could be, this is really well produced. So my parents are very good at probably getting almost better at social media than I am, just because I avoid a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm kind of burnt out.
With that, my father sent me a Bitmoji of himself today, and I almost cried laughing because of how closely it resembled him. I'll show you boys. Our listening audience won't be able to understand because of the way things work, but.
Oh wow!
I know.
See, to me, I don't know. Very what your dad, good. I don't know what your dad looks
he looks like.
Like
so that.
He looks like that.
That's what he looks like. Like you know, like my dad than my dad does.
That's true. Mike's not wrong.
This character is now Mike's dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Always have you in my phone now, Dad.
I gotta turn you. I gotta put you to sleep now. I gotta get back to the podcast. Talk to
good
you
night,
later,
Dad.
I love you, Dad.
I was really bored at work one day and created a Bitmoji.
Yeah, I was in class and I did the same thing.
I remember that day.
Yep. I think we were all like busy and just making Bitmojis.
Okay, I think we should stock the beer fridge quick before something else gets away from us. But when we get back, I want to talk about how much time I spent on that stupid Nintendo Mi app for a while.
Oh my gosh, yes, please just leave us with that cliffhanger. Let's go stock the beer fridge.
Used to own.
Hello there, folks. Welcome to the middle of the podcast, the stocking of the beer fridge, where we talk about all of our lovely sponsors. And this week is brought to you by this joke. My friend can tell what wood a bar top is made of just by touching it. He's what we call counterintuitive.
Man, I was bummed that that Kendrick thing wasn't true.
Yeah, I mean,
not as bummed as Kendrick was.
Yeah, he's like, man, I should have made two albums, maybe.
Man, that would have been cool.
That would have been smart.
That would have been like.
That being said, he had like I can't remember how many. I'm going to be very wrong. He had like 18 tracks on this on Damn.
Yeah, that would have been kind of crazy.
Like 40 songs is a lot of songs.
And he could still release a Nation second album. Like that wouldn't be unheard of right. to like do that like a year later.
But. Yeah.
I don't wanna be the guy who said I totally saw this coming, but like when Colin first said that, I was like, is he really gonna put out like 20 tracks? Like yeah. like is Kendrick
That's
going to work this hard on 20 tracks? Because like, you know the difference between Kendrick and like other, and I don't want to take away from other hip hop or rap, but from other like kind of mainstream rap is that I know that his means something.
Yeah.
I can't specifically connect with everything that he says, just being a white man who grew up in middle class Wisconsin. But like I can understand and appreciate that his album really means something
yeah.
and that it pulls from really deep set emotion from yeah. a part of this culture that I can never understand. And I was just thinking, like, to put out a whole nother album of that.
That's
like,
a lot of content.
That he's pouring his heart and soul into. Because yeah. I know Kendrick isn't going to put out anything that he doesn't mean, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if you take, like, the JT 2020 experience, like, you probably could have made, like a very good album, you know? And then, like, some, like, other songs that, are, like, were okay. Like, if you combine them all together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I wouldn't be surprised if it was, like, a five-song, like, Nation like EP that would make like a deluxe Damnation album or something like sort of like that, but
we should get in touch with who is he, yeah, is he with Columbia? What
Mike, do you have any connections here?
No, he's on Aftermath Records. I could talk
he's
to
on
him.
Aftermath?
I could talk okay, to yeah, Dr.
We can get in touch with
would you please call the doctor
real quick?
I'm back.
There's
I
Colin.
I was talking to my wife.
My wife.
Chris, what are you doing?
What
is that, a headlight?
Oh,
it is now.
What is that?
Chris is going spelunking.
It's always something.
It's always something. It's always
got to be something.
Remember when I was Iron Man?
Okay,
that's,
yeah.
That's Bumble.
Bumble.
What? I don't think that's how you're supposed to use it.
About me.
Blind yourself with Bumble.
I don't think that's the motto.
Blind your Bumble.
Cornea damage with Bumble.
Touch my Bumble.
Plant more bees. This is Bumble.
My wife.
What? That doesn't make... Okay. Colin?
What?
No, wait. Trent, you were gonna say something?
For a while, I got really into the Nintendo Miiverse application.
Time for me to not be involved with this conversation.
And I don't know why. Just basically, me and my older sister got into it. But at the time, I made myself this very short, very stout me that liked to dress in drag and, like, fantasy
Uh-oh.
Elements.
Uh-oh.
The real Trent's coming
we're getting
out.
Too real.
And then and then I would like make these little vignettes with these like scene creators with goofy captions and send them to my family and friends, but none of you guys ever got on board, and so I finally deleted the app.
I delved a little bit. I created the so basically for those that don't know this, the Nintendo Wii created these terrible ecosystem of what they called Miis, which were just dumb little animated characters. And Nintendo, I guess, thought, hey, this is a good idea. Let's make this a mobile app. And so...
Which everyone was asking for.
You got, like, coins for, like, asking and answering questions about yourself, which, like, I took to, like, a really dark comedic level where I made a lot of jokes about cannibalism on my profile for some reason.
That's the only thing that you saw with that app, though. The only thing was, like, you would take those questions and just put them completely out of context. So, like, the only thing I did on that app was I created the me. And then I was like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do with this? And it's like, okay, you can buy clothes. I was like, okay, well, how do I get clothes? And I was like, you got to answer these questions to get coins.
So,
and I was like,
so can I just cut you off and say that we're talking way too much about Nintendo Mii?
Here's what I'll say in conclusion. This was my like fun bathroom time application for a while that I would waste my time on the loo with.
Add me on your Mii. I'd like to see your Mii.
Let me see your stupid avatar.
Do you guys play Pokemon Go?
Oh man, I deleted that the other day too.
You had that?
I had it.
Well, I guess that's a that's pretty nostalgic. That
look. It was very popular, and I'm sure it was cool for some people. But that was obviously a very phasey thing,
sorta,
right from the get go.
Yeah, but some people are still super into it.
Yeah, that's because everybody else quit.
Trent, do you know anyone personally that's super into Pokemon Go?
Maybe one person, but
maybe is it you? Not you, Trent.
Not anyone on Tumblr.
It's not. I'm gonna search. I don't think it's on my phone anymore.
I played Pokemon Go like a lot when it came out, and so I recognized the sounds of it.
Yeah, Colin got way into it.
I did.
Don't be looking at me.
I did. And I recognize like the sounds of it now. And the other day, I'm sitting at my desk at work, and all of a sudden, I just hear like a very distinct Pokemon Go like sound. I'm like, wow, okay, so that game's still relevant in April 2017.
Well,
at least to this one person.
Well, I wouldn't say relevant.
Relevant is an interesting word. Maybe.
Maybe. Still an app.
Existing.
Exists, yeah.
You can still download it.
Has not gone way of the Flappy Bird, as they would say.
That's true. Do you remember when your girlfriend
at the time got very, which is your fiance now, but she was your girlfriend at the time, I say that in that way, she went hard, didn't she?
She was very, very, very good at it. She was...
like, in the hundreds.
My fiance is like one of the smartest people I know. And sometimes she applies that brilliance to really strange things. For example, getting really high scores on Flappy Bird. Mike, wasn't your dad very popular on Doodle Jump?
Doodle Jump. Like literally in the teens, in the world. It was
like
unbelievable.
Like the king of Doodle Jump.
He was so good. I can't imagine what he does with the time that he can spend 4 hours getting like 10 million feet in the air.
It's amazing how brilliant people use their brilliance sometimes. Because like your brother as well is super into video games.
Yep. You remember... well, everybody remembers Peggle, the number one franchise hit.
I love Peggle.
Number one franchise, that's right.
When I downloaded the app for the first time, my brother saw me playing and he's like, that looks awesome. Downloaded it immediately, beat the entire game like 8 months before I did with every level on 3 stars, just crushed it out of the park. He's like that with a lot of video games. But Peggle, Adam, you good?
I was just saying, Peggle is one of those games that just turns you into a geometry expert and like a master of angles.
Trust me. Physics, my number one subject now because Peggle.
Before we move on, favorite power up, go.
Oh, are you kidding me? Zen Ball.
Zen Ball?
I'm a hundo P, zened out, baby.
I like the top hat.
That's also dank.
Spooky Ghosts.
Yep, another goodie.
You like spooky ghosts?
But I also like multi-ball.
Multi-ball's great.
Sometimes if you get multiple catches, that's a good feel.
I'm all about that pyramid power.
Oh, pyramid.
Really? Yeah.
If you can
time
the
pyramid,
right.
Baby.
Oh, man. Mike.
That's
Mike,
an extra 10
Mike
power.
Watching Mike play Peggle late and comments and calculated.
And easy peasy.
And into the 100,000.
Just like I
guys, there's, okay, if you don't play Peggle, there's a free application on the iOS and I'm sure Android store. Just go give it a try. It's a lot of fun.
It's
the
a lot
app
of fun.
Isn't
classic arcade
the old
game. So fun.
It's also
PC
Peggle 2, which is
classic,
so
but
markedly
so you
better.
Download it, you play it, you come back, you listen back to this episode, you'll get every single joke. And actually every joke that we've made in this entire series.
And you'll be happier. You'll have a good game. The only game I have on my phone now is Jelly Jump because sometimes I get that itching.
Oh, I've played Jelly Jump.
Also,
that's another game that Hannah is amazing at.
Hey, before we leave it, check me out on my Peggle Twitch stream. Always running.
What?
Yep.
I wish it was, Mike.
I'm Peggling.
Please?
I'd watch that. I'd watch that social media
site. Can I pay you? Can I Venmo you weekly for my mic subscription to the Peggle service?
I don't think it's
you could
weekly.
Just subscribe. I mean, it's probably easier.
Yeah.
Now, Chris, I never, ever have seen you on social media. Like, you're there, but I don't see you post. What is your use of Facebook and others?
Mostly keeping up with friends back home, and that's basically it. I mean, I post pictures every once in a while, and maybe like happy birthday to people on Facebook. That's kind of it, though.
So you kind of
mostly use it for chatting, I guess, with you guys and stuff. But well, I have a Facebook, an Instagram, and a Snapchat, and that's it. Just those three.
Chris does do some good Snapchat.
I was about to say,
Chris has made some very good snaps.
Have I though? I feel like they're usually just random. Stuff.
Chris captures really good moments.
The early days of your Snapchat were so good. I mean, it's still good to this day, but oh man, you learning Snapchat was so beautiful.
I don't really remember.
Blossoming like a I still have like, flower.
Like screenshots of some of the art you did on Matt. Oh. With some stickers.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Chris was
at some
very
point in time.
Chris put a lot of work into making those stickers look realistically placed in the photo.
I was, of course, originally mentioning the OG Toast Snapchat.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably the best Snapchat I've ever received was randomly.
Was that me making toast?
Yep.
Yeah. It was just you making toast. Oh, that was crying. The entire Snapchat. It popped and you sent it out.
Lever going down, lever going up, butter. Stop.
Making toast. The greatest.
Like text caption. Didn't even see your face.
The greatest social media experience I've ever had.
And that was like a time when like we were doing some drinking in college, and
I didn't drink at Belmont.
No, not at Belmont. Off campus responsibly. Responsibly. Under the care of responsible adults. But like that was like Chris's go-to, like, I've had some wine, I'm a little hungry, I want some toast. So it was just like so perfect to see that like embodied in less than 20 seconds.
I just remember making a whole montage of, or I guess not montage, but it was a picture of Mike, and Mike told me that day that he didn't like ladybugs. So I took the ladybug sticker and put it all over a picture of him, made one ladybug like into a hat on his head, and like made his eyes ladybugs, and like his nightmares. Whole shirt covered in them.
It was terrifying. It was a piece of art.
I don't know if it's the rarity or the quality, but I can tell you, anytime I see a Messenger notification or a Snapchat notification that has your name in it, I have never opened anything faster. Because I'm like, if Chris has something to say on this conversation, it is worth hearing.
I mean, I feel like most of the time, though, like with our Snapchat group, it's just like responding.
Oh, yeah, no, our Snapchat group's 100%. Like, somebody sends something, and then everybody has to respond to it, and then it's dead for 6 hours, and then it's team.
It just hides in limbo.
I think one of the most fun call and responses is the bathroom snap.
Me? Yeah.
When you're like, I'm getting paid to sit here.
Oh. Yeah.
And then everybody responds like, hey, I'm here too. Hey, I'm in the bathroom as well. Like, we're all here in the bathroom at the same time.
We're almost in sync.
I left to go to the bathroom to take this picture.
I always enjoy sending and receiving those.
That's mostly my favorite on Tuesdays when I'm working from home.
Oh my gosh, Chris is working from home. Snapchat's the best.
Work from home, specifically in the bathroom.
Almost always.
You can find me in the bathroom.
Walked to the office today.
Okay, but here's... Chris has sent me such Snapchats as this beautiful picture.
Can you describe that?
That's my proudest photo I've ever
taken. So this is Mike in his full Thor-length, beautiful blonde flowing locks.
Long hair, shoulder-length hair, folks.
And he is... Looks like he's going for a little toothbrushing in the sink there. And he's got some silky smooth boxers on.
Absolutely.
And a very small embroidered apron that says chef on it in a nice blue plaid.
Good. And he is looking down at this dish caressing it. Just,
yeah.
Ooh, and let's get you
clean. You can see the collarbones on this one. Like, he is like,
clean.
It's like he's flexing, but not. Like, it's just like, oh man, he's just.
Oh, he's just relaxing. He is ripped, but he is.
And like, you can see into his room behind him a little bit and see some of his nice lights and his little fancy bulletin board. And
it is a tender picture.
It is very tender. And the status is just Mike Wadena hyphen male model. Perfect. Oh, and here's my other favorite one of Matt outside of what I believe to be the Wedgewood Academic Center.
Oh my god.
And Chris has put
a
number of things, including a bikini and a crown on Matt.
Isn't there a pacifier in there as well, or am I mistaken?
There's a pair of lipstick lips on you, an angel and devil on your shoulder, and you what appears to be holding a small purse.
Oh, I got a little purse there.
Got
a little purse there.
Also, Snapchat, a while ago, lost one of its best features, which was you could only type basically like one line's worth of text. And now...
I don't know. I'd argue I like that there's more text on there.
Okay, but here's another really good Chris
going to total role now.
My goodness.
Oh no.
He's in like a funhouse mirror and it just says that it's all gone to my thighs. He's got this billowing
weight. It's gonna go right to your thighs.
It's like the MC Hammer pants, but like if you were blowing air up into them.
Oh my goodness.
It's a very good one.
Oh, I forgot about all these.
See, Chris, this is why I opened everything from you.
Was somebody saying something?
I'm still just browsing through to see if there's any just especially good moments in here.
Oh, we were talking about the character limit of Snapchat.
I mean, there is like, you know, the classics and whatnot.
Oh. All right. Well, that can't go
that's
on.
That's
not something that we can talk about in without censoring.
No. No, certainly.
See, what's pictured is...
picture is...
Matt, why do you like the extended character limit of Snapchat?
Because until I most recently got better at responding to messages, the number one way to get a response out of me was Snapchat. And I don't know if you boys remember that, but I would like never respond to texts or messages almost ever. But I would always respond to Snapchat. And I don't know why I was... I don't know. But like I could never say... Not never, but there were times when I couldn't fit everything I wanted to say onto one line. And so when they added the extra lines, I personally really enjoy that.
I'm saying, like, you being in a long distance relationship, having like more face while chatting is a nice feature.
That's probably part of it.
So,
but what's your argument, Colin? I'm interested.
I guess I just liked like the Twitter aspect of it. Like, that's why I like Twitter, because you can't ramble. It's just, hold on, Trent's showing us another one. Trent, yeah, go ahead and talk so I can see it.
That's not Trent, that's
Chris.
That's Chris.
No, wait, that is Trent Safford artwork.
that is a Trent Safford original, and that's one of my favorite photos of myself. Unfortunately, once again, this is one of those things that if explained, I'll have to censor.
Yeah, guys.
So in that photo, I'm
suspended.
Basically, Trent is a very crude Dr. Seuss. No, but Twitter is why I like Twitter. Twitter is 140 characters.
Twitter is why I like Twitter.
Yeah, no,
Twitter is why I like Twitter. But it's also because it's Twitter.
It's 100,
and that's why I like it, because it's
Twitter. Exactly. It's 100.
I'm tweeting this right now, guys. I'm getting on Twitter.
I mean, I understand Twitter, basically, like the CEOs and the board directors and everything behind it doesn't understand the people that use Twitter. With the new update, they've hidden the at feature, so like you just reply and it makes it a mess and everything's garbage. But Twitter at its core, just like the 140 characters to get across what you need to get across, is so good to me. Because, you know, if you go on Facebook, somebody can rant for, I don't know, basically an essay's worth about whatever the topic is, but 140 characters really makes it concise and clear. And I just like that. And
okay. Well, let me play a little devil's advocate.
Okay.
The other day I was in Starbucks.
I was writing a paper
and across the way, I see this young woman who had a very large ice black coffee. Clear as day, like just a very simple beverage to drink at the Starbs. So I was just working on my paper, typing away. And I, out of the corner of my eye, I see her reach in her purse. It's going to sound creepy, but she is like right across from me. She's digging in her purse and she pulls out this huge handful of Splenda. And I initially I was okay, Starbucks has Splenda. You could have like just used theirs, but that's fine. I understand you just may carry on Splenda. My mom carries around Stevia because whatever.
Get high on your own supply. That's
okay. Yeah, no, absolutely. Matt knows.
You might want to do some snorting.
Exactly.
With the nuclear winter coming, you gotta
snort all that good Splenda while you can.
The Splenda wars are upon us. She tears open three packets of this Splenda and just dumps it in her iced coffee, which is like, I mean, it's a large coffee, so it's fair.
Well, yeah, and I mean that's fine. Iced coffee is always tough for me personally because it's not sweet enough.
Right. But
that's like the point of it, right?
But then she's opening a couple more, and she dumps them in there. And in itself, like Splenda, I'm not a huge fan of aspartame. I can't imagine
that's
the best for you. But then she tears open.
Are you sure?
Aspartame? I think so.
That's the pronunciation.
I thought I was like, a part of me.
That's not right. That's wrong, and I have to censor it. You're not right.
Anywho, she's racking up the Splenda. Two more are going in this coffee. She's stirring it up. Okay, seven seems fine.
Wait,
a couple minutes later,
five.
She takes this. No, literally, I am not kidding you. She's got seven in there. Stirring it up. Take a sip. Oh, I think it needs a few more. She does it. Two, dump. Another two, dump. Okay, the count's nearly at 12 at this point. I swear, she's a quarter of the way done with her coffee, and she's like, this needs to be sweeter. No, it doesn't! But she goes ahead and takes four more Splenda and just goes crazy dumping that powdery devil's cocaine in there.
Holy cow!
And by the time she's at 15 or 16, I'm
looking at this picture right now.
Going absolutely bonkers. It's on my Twitter. You can see it. Well, bing, it's bing. A whole story. Holy and I needed cow. To get it across in more than 140 characters. It was a novel. It was an experience that I've had.
Okay, so two things. One.
Sure, yeah. No, let me cool down. I need a towel.
My favorite part of this story is that like she knows what she's doing and she's too afraid to ask Starbucks for 16 Splendas in her coffee. So she has add it herself.
It's also okay to not like coffee. Like, if that's the thing. If you just don't like coffee.
Can you leave some room? Oh, you mean for cream? No, for all the Splenda. I'm about to get crazy up in here with this Splenda. You should see my purse.
I'm adding a metric
ton. It is a library of little yellow packies that I'm just going to go crazy on in my ice drink.
How many were there in there where that's like a normal thing?
I am not kidding. By the time she left, there had to have been between 16 and 20 Splendas.
Mike, I believed you when you told me this story.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
At Warby Parker, I'm instructed to presume positive intent. And in this case, I did.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at this photo.
Uh-huh.
It's so crazy.
And it's making me believe it less because this is insane.
It's the craziest thing ever.
Can I tell you something? That photo was taken about eight Splendas before she was finished.
Oh my goodness.
This is insane.
I swear to you. I swear to you. It was unreal.
I can't believe
it. Like, I can't process this.
And you know how you know? Social media, baby. That's what it is.
That's how you prove it.
That's how you prove it.
Yeah, let's go ahead and, I guess, at that, we'll close it out. But in a moment of sincerity, I'd like to ask everybody to hashtag pray for Mike's hamstring.
Oh, no.
Mike, would you like to elaborate?
Still hurting. Let me explain.
Best social media campaign of 2015.
I was in group games, a class offered here at Belmont.
Okay, explain what group games
and,
is.
Okay, we were playing. It's a wellness class, and what you do is you play games. And that day, we were playing Capture the Flag. It was our second day of class, and I went a little crazy. I was like, I really want to win this round. I'm trying to capture that flag right here, right now, and I destroyed my hamstring trying to run. I felt like such a dunce, and I had to I sat out the rest of the class because I physically hurt myself, which is
Mike Medina sat out of a gym class because his leg hurt.
Man.
He played CTF too hard.
In my defense, the next 6 weeks was a long process of me trying to heal my hamstring up because it actually was very, very
injured. You know what helped? All them's people's hashtag prayers.
That's so true. I even got a prayer request from Chris.
Yes.
He handed that in to the church. Pray for Mike's hamstring.
He did that to the church?
Yes.
Oh, Chris.
See, let me amend that. I was working at the church that I work at, and between the services, and I saw this prayer card just sitting on top of the audio console, and I was like, what if I wrote hashtag Mike's hamstring 2015 on this, and then I didn't have the guts to throw it in the bin. Aww. But I brought it home to Mike and I snapped it.
So let me add this on September the 3rd, 2015, at 11:08 p.m. I tweeted, in mostly emojis, hashtag prayer hands, the number 4, a microphone, the letter S, the pig sign, a little curly loop, and then the numbers 2015, and then at @wabingbing. So
that's well say, constructed.
Pray for Mike's ham string 2015.
Now, since that is virtually impossible to search for, I would ask that everybody this week that listens to this episode tweets at poor quality. Is it at poor quality or at poor quality podcast?
Poor_quality.
Okay. Please tweet at poor_quality and just say hashtag pray for Mike's hamstring.
2015.
Or just like, 2015
or just like follow the site even. That would be cool.
We could. I injured my calf, sort of. Mike injured his, or pray for Mike's calf. 2K17?
Get your calf out of here. We don't care. We only care about your hamstring.
Yeah, go break your hamstring. We'll do it 2017, but not until you get it.
That seems fine. You'd be surprised at the number of people who actually used that hashtag and like tweeted at me. It was the funniest thing.
It was an epidemic. Happened.
Sweep the nation.
So on that note, Chris, yeah, you were saying something.
I was just going to say, Trent's going to be using the cow emoji for this one.
Mm.
Why?
Calf.
Calf.
Oh.
A.
Okay. Well, a baby, then a calf. Or a baby, and then a cow. Baby cow.
Baby.
This is gold.
You know the one.
Golden. Cow, calf. It works.
The cheese company.
Colin, save us. Save us.
Wait, no, I'm going to save it. I can save it.
Mike, you can't save it. Mike, you can't save
cow,
it.
Cow. Cow bungo. Let's send it out. All right.
Cowlin. Let's take her away.
I hate that a lot, actually.
Let's call it a night.
It's a slam dunk.
It does look like we're
move on to the end of the show.
Hey, there we go.
I'm not leaving any of the cow stuff
in. We are utterly exhausted on cow puns.
Hey, could we get a move on with this?
This is too cheesy. I must close it out.
I don't know if we fully milked it, though.
Ooh.
All right, and with that, Trent wins. And it looks like we're...
No, he did great, honestly.
It looks like we're bottoms up.
I will say we're on Instagram, and I've been posting parts of our playlist that we made after talking about music last week. We each put like 5 or 6 songs and combined them into this playlist. There's a link on Instagram, but it's also easy if you just search for Poor Quality on Spotify. It'll pull up the Poor Quality mixtape, and you can follow that and hear all of our different tastes. There's a lot of different stuff on there, but each day I'm posting our individual playlists. So if you want to know who's who on that playlist, check it out.
Hey, and mentioning this will remind me as well. I'm going to post those pictures to Twitter that we talked about, those Snapchats that Chris had concocted. I'm going to post those on the Twitter.
Yeah, that's something we haven't mentioned, that Chris, for the past about 15 minutes, has just been sending us his camera roll pictures of the Snapchats that he has. So those will go up. Don't worry about that. So you can find those at on Instagram at Poor Quality as well, right?
Yep. And you can also email us poorquality@gmail. That would be great.
You could poke me on Facebook.
We got some great fan art this week of the sexy squid wrestling.
And it was so hot.
My older sister was doing some drawing while listening to our show, and she sent me that.
And got inspired, it seems.
Apparently, yeah. We really tapped into something worthy of a sketch, it seems. So, thank you, Hannah.
This has been great, and I have been Colin. Twitter is Twitter. Parker?
I've been Michael Zen Master Wadena.
Namaste.
I've been Trent Tindrovert Safford.
Oh, that's so good.
I've been Chris Secret Snapmaster O'Brien.
I love it. I love it. I've been Matt. It might be over soon.
I was hoping you might say, Matt, my dad has a Tumblr.
Oh, part two, my dad has a Tumblr buyer. Yeah. So follow him.
And please.
Well, folks, it looks like we are bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker for giving us the time to crack open those cold ones with their song Gemini from the album This Is Waker. This particular show has been poor quality.
Yeah, well, no, it has.
Well, arguably.
It is.
Insensitive, I think.
I mean, we're 24 episodes in at this point, so what else would you expect?
Yeah, we can legally rent a car, I think.
What? It's 25. Nope, that's next week.
25, Trent.
I don't know. I've never tried.
Take your time.
Don't you know government?
You have to be patient. I don't think that's a government.
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 Dude, speaking of...
Dude, it's the government.
It's always the government.
Did you say what else would you expect?
I did.
He did. Yeah. He did. And he meant it. So,
hey, I am so sorry.
Can't wait to celebrate tomorrow for 20.
Well, no.
Oh,
I've already cut it. My heart sinks to the floor as I know.